News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
He is simply the fabulist. That's Rob Center, our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work and posting the podcast ASAP. And we also have Matt Cotrillo, our news director, helping to guide everything that's happening around here and keeping everything posted. So now more than ever, check out the great help from these great leaders at WKOK. On the news line with us now, Linda Harris, who's the Voter Services Chair of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. We've spoken to her a number of times in the past about various deadlines and opportunities to make sure that the voters go to the polls fully informed or know of deadlines or when the voter's guide comes out. And it's time for more talk about the upcoming Pennsylvania spring primary election and mailing in and everything else, Linda, right?
Absolutely. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, good morning. Just fabulous to talk to you, and I hope you are well. Tell us about the mission and work of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. Folks might not be 100% familiar with all the different work that you do.
Well, as you know, the League of Women Voters is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that encourages informed and active participation in our government. We work to increase an understanding of major public policy issues and influence public policy through education and advocacy. We also work to register voters, provide voters with education information through our voters' guides, as well as candidates' forums and debates. The League is proud to be nonpartisan, neither supporting nor opposing candidates or political parties at any level of government, but always working on vital issues of concerns to members and of the public.
All right.
That's who we are.
All right. Well, fabulous. And I really think people are at a tremendous advantage when it comes to voting and participating in elections around here. You've had candidate opportunities where people who are running for the office, for any office for the first time, get a primer on how to get started and what to do. And I just think that's a great situation. So election opportunities. What are we talking about as we head towards the June 2nd primary? And everything's changed. So what's coming up?
Well, we've really the organization has changed in terms of how we've responded to the current coronavirus reality. But the pandemic has really changed what we do. And instead of having face-to-face voter registration events or make information available to people about the new voting machine, we've really stepped up our publicity on our Facebook page and our website about how to register to vote. And with a click, you'll be taken to Votes PA to register to vote. And on a local level, we have been doing so much on that way in terms of that. The biggest change for us, Mark, is the voter's guide. Everybody looks for League of Women Voters voter's guide. And this year, we've had a change how we're going to get that information out to the community. It's published, as you know, free of charge to the community and offers information about candidates, along with unedited answers to their questions that affect our community. The Voter's Guide also provides polling information, as polling place information, and other information related to upcoming election. Because of the pandemic, unfortunately, we are not going to be distributing our Voter's Guide in the community. As you know, we are an all-volunteer organization. We are providing an online version of the Voter's Guide formatted so that you at home can print it. So we won't be distributing copies to our community in order to respect Governor Wolf's shelter at home order and protecting our community as well as our members who do the distribution.
Well, that alone is the end.
Yeah, so people can get information on our website. Again, it's lwvlewisburgarea.com, or there's a national website that they can get similar information about candidates on Vote 411. And we've been very active in getting that information into that website.
All right, so
let's talk a little bit about, I know you want to talk about mail-in balloting, which is incredibly important at this time. So, as you're aware, in October of 2019, Pennsylvania lawmakers introduced into law to enhance democracy and making it a little easier for all of us to vote in 2019. It happened in fall of 2019, which is prior to the pandemic. So this opportunity is very familiar to most of us now that have done absentee voting. And it's the same kind of thing, but they're now calling it mail-in voting, meaning there is no excuse. Prior, when you did an absentee voting, you had to indicate specifically criteria and it had to be approved by the elections office. Now, with mail-in balloting, there's no excuse balloting, and anyone can request that information.
So there's no excuse, public, either mail in the ballot. Well, and I think the governor is encouraged people to mail in ballots, and both Republicans and Democrats. It's a nonpartisan topic, and everybody's encouraged everybody to get ready to do a mail in. So what's the process to do that if you're interested in being one of the many people who are doing a mail in ballot?
Well, actually, you can apply for a mail in or absentee ballot online at votespa.com. You can actually go to our website, and we actually get that information to you very quickly. Also, if you're unable, for whatever reason, to print, if you are a person who does not have a valid driver's license or a PAID number, you'll have to actually print that ballot application and mail it into our elections office, or you can go to the elections office and in the lobby, you can fill out an application. So this is a criteria. If you're a voter with valid Pennsylvania driver's ID or license, you can complete it online, which is much, much easier. All you have to do is click on our website at www.lwvlewisburgarea.org, and you'll find information how to do that in terms of getting a mail-in ballot application, getting an absentee ballot application, as well as our federal form for our military and overseas voters. If you do not have a voter ID or you do not have a valid license, you'll need to download that application. And again, you can go into our elections office and obtain that information. Wow. And what's also interesting about this, I want to tell people, if you decide this is the way you'd like to vote for the future, all you have to do is to write the word permanent on your absentee or your mail-in ballot, and you can be placed on a permanent list, and you will get a ballot every single election based on the address you've given the elections office.
Well, I have my mail-in ballot ready to mail back, and I did not check off permanent because I don't wish to forever say goodbye to all my good friendly poll workers that I see out at the polls. But asking a question related to that, individuals that are running the elections in Pennsylvania and at the county level are looking at the idea of, how will the poll look this time? Maybe there'll be a change in location. Maybe it won't be staffed with quite as many individuals. Some of the individuals that to work at the polls are like me, over 60, and so there would be a pandemic higher risk category. So therefore, there could be more changes coming. So we should just, pay attention for those changes to happen?
Absolutely. People like you and the media will be getting information, I know, from the elections office if polling places should change. I've spoken to the elections staff with Union County, and they've indicated that things might change and people need to be aware. So they'll be getting that information out to us through the media. And you can go to their website as well, and they'll tell you if there's any voter change polling places. You know, with us having a voter's guide online this time, it's a fluid document, meaning that as changes occur, we can go into our document and make those changes. So if we find out from the elections office that voting places have changed, they've been altered, we can put that information directly on our website and change up our voter's guide in terms of what polling places are available. So you have lots of options in terms of finding out information. And of course, it's always wonderful to contact our Union County Elections Office. They're very helpful, and they'll tell you what polling places are indeed open at closer to the June 2nd, which is the new date, the June 2nd spring primary.
What are the deadlines approaching the primary that I should know?
Actually, registering to vote is the one coming up soon. That's the one on May 18th. So if we have any people out there who want to register to vote, if they want to change their address because that needs to be updated, or, of course, their name change, they can do that by May 18th. And, again, that can also be online. Also, absentee and mail-in ballots must be received to the elections office by May 26, 5 p.m. So if you're making application, that's the first step, making application, that needs to be done by May 26, 5 o'clock. And by the way, postmarks do not count. So if you send it in that day, that won't work. They have to physically have it in their hand by that time. The third deadline people need to know is if they're going to be voting by mail-in ballot or absentee, that information needs to be received by our county elections office by the deadline of 8 p.m. on the election day. Again, June 2nd is the election, and postmarks do not count.
Okay, so they have to have it in hand. They can't wait for the mail on Wednesday after the election and say, okay, well, here comes some more ballots. You get it. Everybody gets it done and in, and that's the end of that on 8 p.m. June 2nd. Polls close. Mail-in's done. That's the end of that.
Absolutely. And since you have your mail-in ballot already, I would suggest you get it in as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and really, you're doing your election office a favor by doing that. Let them get it into the stack of ones that will be opened later and counted. They don't open it yet, but they will be tabulating as the election day takes place, and that will be something. And incidentally, individuals at the polling places do no counting of the elections until the night of the election, much the same way if you had cast a ballot, it doesn't get counted until that night. And same with the mail-in ballots. They get opened and counted election night, just as though you had voted during the day. Thank you so much for your help, Linda. There's more to talk about, so I'm going to bring you back in the weeks ahead, maybe when the voter's guide ready or on or about May 18th, which is less than 4 weeks away. So it's really right around the corner as time marches on these days. But keep in touch. Finally, what's the way to get a hold of information from the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area?
Go to our website at www.lwvlewisburgarea.org.
All right, and there is a phone number. It's 570-524-4439. Call your county election office if you have specific questions about where to go and what to do. Linda, thank you so much. You're a tremendous asset to this area, as is the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. We're all better off for your hard work and volunteerism. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us on your morning show, Mark. Take care and be safe.
Thank you. Same to you. Linda Harris, Voter Service Chair of the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. Again, lwvlewisburgarea.org.